yes, is killing you. Today in the church, niceness is the coin of the realm and customer service is the rule of the realm. We would all probably say that we'd rather live in a majority nice world than a majority mean world. And we'd all probably enjoy attending a church and serving in a church that has more nice people than mean people in it. But have we as a Christian culture somewhere along the way distorted the meanings of nice and mean? The last 50 years in America, the commodification and consumption of church and pastoral services has paralleled the exponential commodification and consumption levels of secular culture. We have come to expect our pastors and church staff to be less like shepherds of souls and more like spiritual concierge. The sheep and the shepherds are both to blame in the paradigm shift of church culture. But the shepherds are the ones who feel the painful effects of the shift most acutely. Pastors and church staff just cannot take for long the erosion of any dividing line between their work life and their personal lives. The healthy border of work and life that many attendees get to enjoy in their own personal lives is not a luxury normally afforded to pastors, church staff, parachurch workers, and missionaries. The construction of a healthy boundary requires us to look at a person and tell them no. To someone who is nice, the very thought saying no to another person may feel tantamount to slapping a person in the face. But a person who implements a healthy boundary may find, like Brené Brown talks about, she says, "I'm not as sweet as I used to be, but I am far more loving." The conflation of meanness with proper boundaries is one of the greatest threats to the modern ministry worker today. The desire to seem kind by extending oneself past what is healthy is neither loving nor safe. A wonderful definition of boundaries is what is okay and what is not okay. Simple, but well understood. Is it okay that for the third week in a row, church work has gotten in the way of date night with my wife? Is it okay that I only get 4 hours of sleep a night? Is it okay that I eat and feel so poorly all the time? Is it okay that this one couple at church requires undivided attention several times a week? Is it okay that I have only been to a few of my daughter's soccer games this fall? Is it okay that I just turn the cheek to the consistent insults of my church members? Is it okay that I really hate my church members? A challenge to putting boundaries in our lives is that people react poorly to them. Here's the good news. The way you can tell if a boundary was needed is if someone reacts negatively to it. The litmus test for how needed a boundary is how loud a person screams when they butt up against the newly placed boundary. Another challenge to placing healthy boundaries in our life is identifying where we need them. It becomes apparent when we need boundaries when our life detonates around us. But how do we spot warning signs before things explode? A trusted, objective third party like a counselor or an older, more experienced mentor can be a massive help in spotting areas that may need the implementation of a boundary. What is one area of your life, or who is one person in your life that needs a boundary this week?